This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:33 in the Twin Cities. Esme Murphy back with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Well, sometimes you hear about something and you think that is just so cool and so special and really something that people should hear about because maybe other communities can use this and help other people with it. Joining us right now is Kaylee. Is it Weens, Kaylee?
Yes, Kaylee Weens, yep.
She is an advisor for the NECS and a facts teacher at Faribault High School. And is Evie with us?
Yep, Evie, I'm here.
Evie, okay. Evie, is it Nigon?
Nagin. Close.
Okay, Evie Nagin, former Faribault High student, and you were in on the development of, quote, the NECS. All right, and the NECS sort of sounds like something futuristic and space age. It's something that's pretty down to earth, but yes, I guess it is futuristic and space age as well. Why don't you both tell us sort of how this, what the NECS is and how it got started?
Sure. So this is Kaylee, and the NECS got started by a few students going to the administration in our school because they had seen something on TV about another high school in the Twin Cities that had a store that had lots of things in it that everything was free for students.
Okay.
And they said, hey, we should have this at our school. So the administrator came and found me and said, hey, do you teach the interior design class? And I said, yes. And so he kind of roped me in, filled me in, and I asked if it might be something that the club I advise called the Falcon Project could help with the design, and we just kind of ran with it from there.
Okay, and let me ask you, Evie, what's the Falcon Project?
The Falcon Project is a group at the Faribault High School that actually does a bunch of different things. This was definitely the biggest project that we've ever worked on, but just a couple of examples of other things that the club has done. We've made hats and mittens for elementary students around town, to use during the winter time. We made surgical caps to send to some of the hospitals around the area. So just little things like that that we could make an impact to people who are near to us.
All right. So you're just talking to the community. Now, Evie, let me ask you, when you started talking about this, I mean, it's sort of it sounds like a really big challenge. And were you intimidated at all? And what were your thoughts when you first heard about it?
Intimidating at first, but we have so many great people at the high school. Mrs. Weens, who's on the phone with me here, and the administration at the Faribault High School, everyone was super supportive and excited about the project from the very beginning. So even though it was something that was really intimidating, we also felt really encouraged and like it was definitely a possibility and something that was attainable for us as a group.
Let me ask you, both of you, when you started talking about it, were people saying, you know, there is a need? I've seen certain people not have access to certain things. I mean, how did that come out, and how did you start talking about that?
Well, I think about with the community that we have in Faribault, even though we're kind of sort of in a rural community, our population is that of, say, like a first-ring suburb of the Twin Cities.
Absolutely.
And so we see a lot of different kids, and there are a lot of different needs in our community. So we thought, you know what, we've already helped some of the elementary kids be able to go out to recess by providing some hats and mittens. This would be really cool to have in our high school so we could help the kids that are right here.
And I imagine for some of these kids, were you at all concerned about any stigma of you know, not having things and then having to rely on other kids to get them? I mean, how did you bridge that? Because it's a tough thing. I mean, high school's tough enough. And to not have, you know, some of the basic things that other kids have has got to be difficult.
It is difficult for some of our students. And we even noticed on, like, say, homecoming week when we have spirit weeks and students are dressing up. And even just, like, we want to have everybody in Falcon gear on Fridays because it's Faribault Falcons. And there's a lot of students that don't have access to that, or don't have the funds to be able to participate because they can't purchase a shirt or a sweatshirt.
Right.
And so, you know, one of our first partners that we got was with the Faribault Booster Club. And so they gave us a sizable donation in order to help us get some more Falcon gear in the nest so that when we had things like homecoming week, more students could participate. We could hopefully help increase school spirit and just get more kids involved with things at school.
Right.
Because when they get involved, then they feel more connected, which
right.
just helps everybody.
And, you know, it does. And it's one of the great, you know, fun things about high school, that sense of community. But, it, you know, I don't think there's a parent out there who feels like they haven't shelled out for like another T-shirt or another, you know, mm-hmm. sweatshirt or another special outfit or, you know, some special thing. Because, and, you know, and most of us who are able to do it, you know, it's our joy to be able to help. And I know a lot of the kids, you know, contribute on their own and they're out there working and trying to do it. But it's a lot. And I feel like it's a lot more now than it used to be back in the day, a million years ago in the dark ages when I was in high school.
Absolutely. And, you know, the nest has things from school supplies to toiletries, to Falcon gear, so they can have some school spirit. We're going to be working on doing like a prom clothing drive here shortly, but we've had winter coats, all kinds of things, toiletries, to be able to help students that need whatever.
Well, the prom thing is just, I think everybody could use help with that because, I mean, everybody wants to go and look fabulous and look great, but let's face it, you're not going to be wearing those outfits that many times in your life. And, you know, something that looks great on one gal is probably going to look fabulous the next year on another gal. So what are some of the things that you ended up sort of stocking and what really took off?
Well, I would say school supplies have been very helpful. Things like backpacks we've had, our like supply of backpacks has almost dwindled down to nothing at this point. But even things like folders and pencils. The toiletries have gone over really well. Anything that's green or has anything that says Faribault or Falcons on it has gone very, very quickly. But anything and everything that we can put out, the next time you go into the nest, you find so many empty hangers. We got to restock and get some more stuff out there so that there's other things for the kids to be able to come and pick.
Right. How can people do people continuously donate or do people bring in, you know, gently used items? I mean, how do you kind of work that?
Yeah, we have had actually just tremendous support. Our superintendent, Todd Sesker, has been extremely supportive. We've had the director of community education, Anne-Marie Leland, who has been really supportive. And then we've had a church in the area that's, like, donated some funds for us to get our furniture and things. And people will come in and maybe drop off whether money or it might be gently used clothing. We had somebody that donated a bunch of toiletries. We had a dentist that came in and brought us toothbrushes and toothpaste. It has really just been a community effort, and it's been really fun to just see everyone pool together to help get this project off the ground and be successful.
Right. And what's been the reaction of the kids at school? I mean, you know, how did word get out that this was, or did it just, you just pop up one day and there was the store?
Well, what we did is we were very strategic on when we chose to open the store. We did it during open house night. So we had the Chamber of Commerce come, and we had a ribbon cutting ceremony. And then we just had it open during open house. And when we had incoming freshmen come, we made sure that it was part of the tour of the school. And we've just been kind of promoting it. We have a couple bulletin boards across the school to help promote it. And we've been just getting the word out. And as students come in and use it, they tell their friends. And we're getting the word out, and it's going over quite well.
And how are you able to maintain it? Because, you know, high school kids are, and I've got one at home still, they are busy, busy, busy people. There's a lot going on in their lives. How do you work it? Is it, you know, with the help of the faculty, or just, you know, people take, you know, shifts, or is it sort of like a store board that takes control and makes sure that everything is stocked and restocked?
The cool thing about this whole project is that this was an idea by students that was brought to administration, who then we gave it to a group of students that came up with the design and the plan for running the store, and it's run by students. So yes, we need to have some adults that are involved in it, like myself and some of our administrators, but really the kids do it. And so sometimes during our meeting time of the Falcon Projects, we go down. Sometimes during our homeroom, I have students that come in and ask if they can go down and work in the nest. So it's really not anything that I do. I just help facilitate making sure that kids get down there to do.
All right. And overall, it sounds like it's a hit.
It's a huge hit.
That's so cool.
It's been so much fun to watch the kids go in and out, or even just like kids that will come find me down the day and say, "Hey, Ms. Weems, can you help me find this? Do you think this is in the nest?" And or like even a teacher that will come and say, "Hey, I have a kid that lost his backpack. Can you help me out?" And so it's just been a really great thing for the kids to be able to learn about giving back to even their peers.
Right. And I hope, I would think, have you had anybody reach out to you from other schools to see how well this is going?
No, not so much yet. But, you know, we're kind of just getting the word out about it. And so we had the fortune of being in the Star Tribune. And now hopefully this will just maybe encourage some other schools to, if they have a need, to step up and do what they need to do to help meet the needs of the kids in their schools.
Right. And in terms of the needs, is it something that those kids who are in need, is it difficult for them to do it, or are they feeling very comfortable going there? Because that's so important.
It is very important. And one thing about the nest is it is not staffed by anyone. So the door is unlocked. The students can go in.
Oh, that's cool.
Get what they need. Yep, it's kind of in a location. It's near the cafeteria, so it's kind of in a place where people know where it is. But the kids go in, get what they need, and they leave. They don't have to ask anyone. They don't have to check anything out. They just come
don't
in,
have to pay.
Take what they need, and go. Nothing.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that is really, really, really a cool thing. Well, I want to congratulate Kaylee Weens, the advisor, and Evie. Just, it sounds like such a cool thing. Faribault is such a wonderful community. And I would think that a lot of other schools might take, you know, a page from this and say, this is something we can do for everyone to make everyone feel good. And, you know, I think it's a great community effort there that you guys have put in. So thank you so much for coming on.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.